A number of years ago, I was invited to a meeting on the campus of Hebrew University, which the woman who invited me had called the only place in Jerusalem where Israelis and Palestinians sit together and talk. The group had a hopeful title that sounds naive right now, something like the Fellowship of Peace and Reconciliation. There were students in the room, both Israeli and Palestinian, trailing backpacks, paperbacks, and water bottles. There were kibbutzniks and immigrants from Russia, Canada, Morocco, and Madison, Wisconsin, and Palestinians from Bethlehem and Ramallah. Everyone seemed either young or elderly. Most everyone was single. Everyone dressed in what's become a kind of common international uniform for progressives, faded blue jeans, frayed T-shirts, and scuffed sandals. The people were friendly and articulate, but for me, it was a depressing night. Everyone wanted to get along. No one could fathom how. Both the Israelis and Palestinians in the room declared that they wanted peace. Eloquently, they reminded themselves that they were fated by history and geography to be neighbors. But even those Israelis willing to accept the creation of a Palestinian state added firmly, "We will not hand over so much as a brick of Jerusalem." Even those Palestinians willing to accept the existence of Israel said that Israelis should not only surrender the West Bank and Gaza, but Haifa and West Jerusalem in the interior of Israel. There were no arguments, but also, near as I could tell, no progress. As coffee and cake were served, I told some of the people that although I heard their hopes for peace, I could see no route to reconciliation. "But isn't it true," said one woman, "that most of life's problems don't get resolved? You just find a way to live with them." I remember that night this week when a bomb went off in the cafeteria of Hebrew University. 7 people were killed, 5 of them Americans. More than 80 people were wounded, including a number of students who are Palestinians. About a quarter of the students at Hebrew University are Palestinians. They're often distrusted by some Israelis as security risks and denounced by some Palestinians as enemy collaborators. Simply to attend a class calls on their courage and makes them targets for terrorism, and yet Hebrew University works to make itself common ground in a zone of conflict. One of the students who died in the attack, 24-year-old Marla Bennett of San Diego, wrote a note to her worried family just a few weeks ago in which she tried to tell them why she felt called to stay amid the wreckage and fear that now stalks Jerusalem. "I want to be here," she said, "to help put back all that is broken."